The Torah tells us if one is a Tamei or Derech Rechoka, and he's unable to bring a Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, he has the ability to bring one on Pesach Sheni. That's, in fact, the Ramban points out, even though we say, Tayag Mitzvah Nemru B'Moshe Bahar Sinai, we know that there are certain exceptions to that rule. And one is the Benos Chafchad, because in Pesach Sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu would have known the answer. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, so the Ramban says that certain things were added later on, but it means as a general rule they're given B'Sinai. So what's the definition of Derech Rechoka? So the Gemara in Pesachim discusses at the end of Pesachim, I think it's 92b. The Gemara talks about what's the definition of a Derech Rechoka, that if you're too far away, you can't bring the Karban Pesach Rishon, you got to bring the Pesach Sheni. So it's a machokas in the Gemara. So we paskin that if you're more than 15 mil, Persian mile, from Yerushalayim on Erev Pesach, so Rov Rishon and Rashi and Tosfos say, we define the time from Chatzos until Shkia. From the time of Chatzos, the time it takes, if you could walk from Chatzos to at the moment of Chatzos, if you could walk at a normal pace and get to Yerushalayim before Shkia, you could be included. More than, if you couldn't, I think the Gemara's example would be from Odiyim, it's the 15 mil. So you're on this side of Odiyim, yes, other side. And the Rambam agrees to the time factor, it's also 15 mil, but he says that's from Zricha, from sunrise until Chatzos. He has a different shear at that moment at sunrise where you are. So everyone agrees to the amount. They discuss at what point of the day. So the Gemara says, what happens if you're more than 15 mil away, but you instead of, the Gemara talks about by normal walking. You walk by foot, that's a determination. So the Gemara says, what about if you were more than 15 mil, but either, I guess you sprinted or you took a horse. So we paskin, yeah, no, you can't be counted in the Karban Pesach either. So, the No Debi Yehuda's Talmidim, I guess they debated the issue in the late 1700s about what about Bizman Hazeh, that we don't longer, we have horse and buggy and other things. So, what would do, Mehira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, what would be considered a Derech Rechoka for the Bayis Shlishi? They raised the issue, is it a Halachu Moshe Misinai, that it's by definition foot and nothing would change? It would be from Modiim 415 Mio, or do I say no? That was because that was the normal way of traveling back then. If the normal way of traveling is by plane or other means, then it could be 30 Mio, it could be hundreds of miles away, thousands of miles. So they leave it Tzarechi and Teiku. They say, when the time of Mashiach comes, they're going to ask Moshe Rabbeinu or Elio, whoever they're going to be asking. So we'll find out. So that's what the Talmidim pointed out. However, the Rif, other Rishonim point out, there's another halacha that we learn out from Karban Pesach regarding Derech Rechoka. And there's halacha of Avelis, if you're considered Rechoka or not. That's by, This is a halacha. The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan, Kabbalah days. Tosis here talks about a makam korob. Where, let's say, someone is halacha, moni ima. If someone comes in the middle of Shiva, so yamona imahem. You get to be counted. In other words, you can count in the middle of the Shiva, even if you get to day seven before they get up, you can count. So, how do we know who's considered Derech Rechoka, who's considered just Rechoka or Krova? So, that the Rishonim point out, that's the halacha we learn out from Karban Pesach. So, Karban Pesach, we could wait, but Aveilus, Shailus come up all the time. So, they just point out, the only difference by Aveilus is you have a whole day. So the other day, talk about a meal. Four meal is one parsa, so 10 parsas equal 40 meals. So that's a whole. By Aveilus, you have the time it takes to walk a whole day, as opposed to Karban Pesach, it's only a half a day, or, you know, with a less 15 meal. So that was the question. So that we need an answer now for. So we have So do I say it's only by walking, like the Gemara says, by Karban Pesach, regarding Derech Rechoka? Do I say, then no, it goes by the normal way of walking, whatever the normal way of travel. So we left it undecided by Karban Pesach. However, we have halacha. Halacha kedivrei HaMeikel ba'Aveilus. As a general rule, I think that's the Gemara in Moed Kanyar Tesom and Aleph. So the F4, we have a rule, and we use it many times, that we're more lenient. So therefore, since we don't know, so we could be lenient and say, even the normal travel. So the F4, someone could fly in and continue counting, and then they'll just finish with the Avelim. So Ramosha points out, so if you take this to the natural extreme, then there will be no Derech Rechoka, because you can probably fly from anywhere in the world, getting within 24 hours a whole day. So he says, we can't say the halakhas of Derech Rechoka doesn't apply anymore. So must be, he says that you have to be on the same continent. So if someone's in Israel and someone's in America, so it's different continents, so therefore it won't work. So he just puts the limit on that. And therefore, you have to say somewhere. Others point out, I think the Maram Shik, that this whole halacha only applies if you find out in the Beis Avel. If you went to visit before communicate, you went to visit your parents or the crew of them, and you walk in the Beis Avel, you see them sitting, so then you could count with them. But if you have a idea about it beforehand, and then you go to the Beis Avel, that doesn't count. So if that's based on the Maram Shik, then we never have that halacha anymore, because everyone finds out before. And also, it's a whole discussion, do you even have the halacha of Gadol HaBayis or not? But it used to be, I guess, one person was in charge. Today, most families are in the, brothers, sisters are independent of one another, so it's a whole shayla. Even if you assume, if you want to be Mako by Derech Rechoka, and say we go by plane, it's not so simple anyway, because the idea is usually not happening in the Beis Avel, according to Maram Shik. So that's the Karban Pesach will be decided later. We don't have to worry. But regarding the case of Aveilus, it's halacha l'maisa. We have to know if you could count within, when you show up, you continue. You have to do your own count, or could you continue counting with those who are already sitting Shiva?